The Maryland law would have required companies with more than 10,000 employees to spend at least 8% of their payroll on health benefits. A judge said it violated a federal act that sets minimum standards for health plans offered to employees. The law is similar to one pushed this past session by Democratic Representative Therese Brousseau. She says she disagrees with the way the judge arrived at his decision and says states have a duty to step in when companies like Walmart don't cover their workers.
We have to figure out, is it going to be the government? Is it going to be the private sector? Who is going to be providing health insurance? And how do we not have the mess that we've got today of, in some cases, a very wealthy employer not covering a lot of people who are working long hours for them and the taxpayers paying for that health insurance.
Brousseau says her proposal differs from the one shot down in Maryland because it doesn't deal with percentages. Instead, it makes it illegal for a major employer to deny health coverage if they know it will push workers into the state's Badger Care program for low-income residents. Recent analyses found more Walmart employees use Badger Care than workers from any other company. But Walmart spokesperson Kelly Hobbs says it shouldn't be surprising that Walmart tops any statewide rankings.
You'll find Walmart at the top of many lists, including the amount of charitable giving we give to communities every year, the amount of taxes we pay. I think what people need to understand is the healthcare crisis affects large and small businesses both, and Walmart is making improvements.
For example, Hobbs says the company now offers employees health coverage for as low as $23 a month. Brousseau's plan was highlighted by Governor Jim Doyle in his State of the State speech this past year, although it never made it out of committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.